Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, Lee, like it or not, the upstate is on fire and the word is out.
Yeah.
This is the place to move. Headline, Fox Business. This South Carolina community is becoming a housing hotspot. This is, of course, over the break, but we're getting caught up.
Yeah.
U.S. home buyers, according to Fox News, have been flocking to a fast-growing city situated within South Carolina's Blue Ridge Mountains. They think we're in the Blue Ridge Mountains. Yeah. We're actually at the base. But. Yeah. Okay. According to the Census Bureau, the population in where? Greenville, which has become a regional business and manufacturing hub, increased by 4.1% in just 4 years. It's according to the 2020 census. Now, that's about 70,720 people at the beginning to 74,371. But that's a big jump anytime you add 4% to your population bottom line. And it's causing kind of a shock in the home industry, limited inventory in many instances. And they're saying the average price of a home across the board because of it has gone up 5.4% year over year. So if you own a home here, on average, it's worth 5.4% more than it was a year ago. That's how intense the demand is, Lee.
Yep. Not surprising.
No. So the home number of homes for sale is up 22% year over year. That's good, but we're not adding to the housing stock fast enough to even be able to keep up with it, with, you know, what is going on. And of course, there's, you know, this other headline, South Carolina, top spot for moving to in 2025, like the number one most moved to state. I can actually remember now just a few years ago when that was usually either Florida or Texas, mm-hmm. or a combination.
Yeah.
So we've been in the top five. We were behind. It was usually like Florida, Texas, North Carolina, and then South Carolina, but now we're number one. Okay.
Well, there's good news and bad news, as always. So.
Right, because, you know, I moved here and want to slam the door, right?
Right, exactly. Yes.
Yeah, I don't want any more of these people coming in here, messing the place up.
That's right.
But the good news, and I said this a little bit earlier in the show, there was a study of this about a year ago, is that a lot of folks automatically assume, oh, these are blue Democrat voters, they're going to come mess up my state, and I'm going to move again. No, the partisan mix is pretty much identical to what the state already is. In fact, it's slightly more red than the state. So at least culturally, South Carolina is not going to change a lot, unless you just want to hear a Southern accent. You're not going to hear that so much anymore, but,
well, shucks.
Yeah, really. Gosh darn. So y'all. Say that with me. Gosh darn y'all.
Yes.
You spell that Y apostrophe A-L-L, y'all.
Well, that
with a seem... drawl.
Yeah. If you use apostrophes, which we don't.
We don't, right? It's just whatever.
Y'all is not an apostrophed word as far as I'm concerned.
I guess that's how us Northerners spell it. You know, us Northerners from North Carolina.
Yeah.
Way up there. Yankees, if you will.
Yes, north of the Greenville County line.
Yes. So, but anyway, Move Buddha's analysis showed that a South Carolina city was the number one place to move to this year for the whole country. USA Today reporting, and that is, of course, Greenville. So there you go. It's funny we were talking about this. One year I made the mistake when the kids were still little enough to have toys under the tree, so not too many years ago, of running out to, and it's since shut down, the Toys R Us on Green on Woodruff Road, Lee.
Yeah.
I thought, last minute, I'll grab it. 3 hours later, I returned home with it. That's how long it took me during the holiday season to make my way down Woodruff Road and back. And now my husband and I, like, joke about it. Like, you know, we just don't even, won't even go on Woodruff Road near the holidays. There's just no point. It's just too crazy. It's too crowded.
Yep.
It's too jammed to the gills, so.
Yeah, just try to get into Costco.
Yeah, really.
on the weekend.
Yeah, you know, I've told him I'd rather drive to another county and go there.
It might not take you as long. That's true.
Well, I know.
Well, I tell you, in Anderson County, I'm beginning, it's not anywhere near as serious as it is in Greenville, but I'm seeing a huge increase in traffic in a lot of the areas. And honestly, I'm almost at the point where I'm about ready to start taking the interstate to get to Anderson. So,
yeah. Now, that's fraught with peril, too.
Yes, there. Yeah, certainly.
Yeah. And meanwhile, we're starting to have these like big city kinds of problems, like driving through the front of the Viva Chicken because you didn't see it there.
Yeah, well.
Glad nobody got killed on that one.
Yeah.
But still, it looks like 8 or 9 injured, depending on which news report that you believe. I know you've been talking about it.
Yeah, apparently nothing seriously injured, but it's, you know, if you get struck by an SUV sitting at the Viva Chicken on Pelham Road, that's pretty serious.
Yes. And apparently, God bless him, a 70-year-old driver did not see it there or something. Don't they use pretty bright colors?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
I thought, okay. Well, I suppose it's always possible to hit the gas instead of the brake.
There is that.
Well,
multiple pedals down there, at least 2.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, coming up on the show, we have been, as a family, Stranger Things fans since it started.
Mm-hmm.
And if you watch the first season of Stranger Things, it's truly like a great epic American production. I mean, just so we were looking forward to the 5th season coming out over Christmas and watching it together.
Something tells me there's a butt involved here.
Oh my gosh. How have things changed in the last 10 years?
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, shoe shopping isn't fun. Are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
And the stuff coming out on Netflix now. Netflix is going the Budweiser direction, Lee. They're going to try it and see if it works.
Oh, okay.
They're going to throw in a little Cracker Barrel, see what they can drum up. Netflix, and you could see this watching Stranger Things, which was absolutely decimated by the writers. I mean, it became a production. Let me just put it this way. When the final battle for the world with Vecna takes less minutes than the coming out scene before the battle to save the world, we got a problem.
Sounds like we're still in the wake of the wokeism.
Yeah. Yeah. They, okay, so to picture, the end of the world is coming. It's a wormhole and the two universes are about to smash into each other, potentially destroying the Earth or at least, you know, changing it forever in a really bad way.
By the way, spoiler alert there.
Yeah. Why don't I tell you how that ended?
Yeah.
But they paused the whole thing for a 10-minute long coming out meeting with one of the actors, his character. Now, this is supposed to be in the 80s, right?
Yeah.
And that's the whole shtick of Stranger Things is how true it is to the 80s. And one of the things I love is just watching this, you know, things from my childhood that you see and the games and stuff like that that are all, you know, on there, and they bring back the nostalgia. Grown men crying at the beauty of another man coming out as gay for 10 damn minutes while the world potentially any second could evaporate. My husband, Lee, has had a subscription to Netflix since they still they mailed you the discs.
Oh, yeah,
in the mail. That's how long we've had a Netflix subscription, continuously, by the way. And then I inherited it when I married him. Some women, you know, inherited millions of dollars.
It's like real estate. You know?
Real estate. I got a Netflix subscription. I really loved the guy, though. But anyway, so yeah, I go into our jointly inherited co-owned Netflix subscription was canceled over Christmas.
Oh, dear.
We gave up. And apparently they're giving up on making money. You should know this. They did that SEC filing where they say that their primary commitment now is not to producing great content or even to making money, but it is to DEI. They actually wrote that. Inclusion is the most important thing at Netflix, and it's fused into everything that they do. The reason they have to disclose that is because it might affect the stock price.
Might? Mm-hmm. I think it will.
Yes. So I'm kind of wondering if you're noticing the same thing. And an incredible article, Lee, on what is causing this. Men have been all but banned as writers and directors at Netflix. So you can't get a job there pretty much anymore, which means if you are the best writer of your generation, the best director, the best producer, you ain't working there if you're white and a male. And if you happen to be the most talented, oh, well.
Well, this has been coming for quite some time, and it's got to the point where if you're watching science fiction, action adventure, whatever type of thing that you're, the hero is going to be a woman.
Yep.
And the villain will be a man, most likely a white man.
Uh huh.
And listen, I've got no problem with, you know, female lead characters being the central point. That's right. But it's like there's nothing but that these days.
And that's the problem. And the other problem that they have is when you drum out the best producers, writers of their generation because they're male, you're going to get a crappy product. Woke aside, you're just going to get a crappier product. And if you've noticed this with Netflix, like I'm always looking for stuff to watch while I'm on the treadmill to get me through my workout. And I'll see something new come up on Netflix and I'll be like, oh, that looks cool. That looks like something I would like. And I'll go run over to Rotten Tomatoes, which has ratings for everything, and it's all uniformly 30%, 40% by the audience. I mean, I won't watch anything unless it's at least 75. It's a waste of your time. It's not going to be good. They're producing absolute crap while telling everybody openly, we're not hiring white males. We don't want them anywhere near our productions. And it shows. So, yeah, we just forwarded through the coming out scene without audio.
I guess they didn't notice the fact that a political party in this country lost control because of that very same type of policy and mindset.
I know. Well, and this study just came out, too, of what they're doing. You cannot park your kid in front of Netflix anymore. 41% of the children's shows that are supposed to be G-rated for kids on Netflix had either blatant gay content, transgenderism, or demonic references. Many of them had all three, if not actual characters who were demons. So I don't know what the point of that is, but they're also warning even shows that you would think, okay, The Magic School Bus, Power Rangers, The Babysitter's Club, She-Ra, The Fairly Odd Parents, all of that. Like, okay, yeah, I know that show. It's okay. No, it's not. They did the same thing they did with Stranger Things, which is push aside the characters you loved to write in gay characters who are new to the storyline and then to write storylines that are very gay friendly. That's exactly what they did to Stranger Things. The original characters that we loved to... You know, we didn't have all that woke. We're shoved aside and their storyline shoved aside for gayer characters, coming out scenes. And then they finally got around to the fight for the world, which apparently was only secondary in importance to the coming out scene.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.